This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we got big developments from the January 6th committee that I want to explain to everybody. Is a lot bigger than just trying to put Alex Jones and Donald Trump and Ali Alexander and Roger Stone and General Flynn in jail, Mark Meadows. It's about branding us as terrorists and launching a bunch of big terror attacks in the next 9 months, 10 months, to bring us into full martial law. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. There's been some new developments. Ali Alexander is going to pop in. And I got two files here, so much. I've got to go back over during the breaks because I need to research it again. There's so much. About Liz Cheney funding an insurrection at the Capitol previously as a dry run before January 6th. But this is not getting any attention. We're going to be breaking that coming up with Ali Alexander. And then Greg Reese, I'm going to air his powerful report in the last segment. So we'll have Mike Adams on for four segments, not five. The last segment of the last hour, because it really needs to get seen. And I rarely even tell Greg Reese what I want. He's just really smart and on to everything and doing stuff. And I said, hey, I saw your earlier report that covered part of this. Why don't you cover it all? So I just talked to him about like 2 minutes. And he said, oh, I totally got it. And he just knocked it out of the park with this new report about the 100-year conspiracy to bring down the republic so the rest of the world collapses. Because as bad as America is, you now see the rest of the world's locked down and even worse tyranny. We are the new Atlantis. The video's on Infowars.com. It's on Band.Video. Exclusive report. 100 years of conspiracy to destroy American freedom. If you want to beat the New World Order, it needs 50 million views. It's going to get a million views. People are like, oh, a million views on your own platform. Great. I don't care about me getting views. I care about stopping them. And only you can stop them. You have the power, not me. You, the audience, are activists. You are the people in the arena. Here's some of Tucker Carlson exposing the pedo rings and more.
Strange going on at CNN right now. In just the past week or two, two separate CNN producers have been accused of child molestation. One of them was a man called John Griffin. He was just indicted by a federal grand jury for attempting to, quote, induce minors to engage in unlawful sexual activity. We're not going to get into details. They're horrifying. He's been fired. Griffin used to work for Chris Cuomo. He bragged about working shoulder to shoulder with him. We'll leave it there. Then just days after that story, Project Veritas exposed another creep at CNN. They published graphic text messages and a video of a CNN producer, apparently CNN producer, fantasizing about molesting a child. Project Veritas said the producer also allegedly sought explicit photographs of that child. So we called over to CNN to ask, is this one of your employees? We have the name. We're not going to air it because none of this is going to trial. But does he still work there? They didn't get back to us. But this seems like a real story. So to put it into context, as of today, there are more accused pedophiles at CNN than Americans who have died of the so-called Omicron variant that's supposed to be so deadly. Now, that seems like news to us. You'd think CNN would be covering it. Like, what the hell? How many companies can say that? But that's not what they're covering. If you were watching the Unix show over the weekend, you learn that it's actually Fox News that suffered a week of, quote, embarrassing headlines. Paging Dr. Freud. We point up lots of examples of transference. That's when you take the sins you've committed, and accuse others of them. Nothing better than this example. Ever. So if you're a normal person flying commercially, you don't go 10 seconds without a mask before you're scolded by a flight attendant. By the way, that says they bark advertisements for credit cards over the PA system. When did that start happening? You're like a captive in some kind of credit card ad? What? Happens. But none of this applies to you if you're Maxine Waters, because you make the rules, you don't obey them. You can be a super spreader all you want. Maxine Waters just spotted maskless on a United flight from Dulles to L.A., where she lives, in a rich, very pale neighborhood. According to the Daily Wire, which got the picture, flight attendants only asked Waters to put on her mask after they were alerted by a tipster, so she could go barefaced for a full hour and even took a maskless nap. Boy, if there's a definition of luxury in commercial air travel, a maskless nap is it. Can you imagine being allowed to breathe while you nap on a plane? You notice that Maxine Waters was not physically dragged off the plane, charged with a federal felony, permanently banned from flying.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. Of course not. We'll be back. The big news in 60 seconds.
Rarely in life you come upon something that is an absolute 360 win. And this is a 360 win situation for everybody that loves liberty, that loves health, that loves being informed, and loves being free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy amazing high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, or you get books or films or water filtration or air filtration, all of that makes you healthier, all of that makes you wiser, and your purchase keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when it's so critical and the world is finally waking up. Help supercharge the Great Awakening even more into the year 2022. Please make the resolution to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, our great Vitamin D3 product, Winter Sun, and others, at up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a 360 win. The only way to fail is if you don't take action. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are in the twilight of 2021, December 22nd, on this Wednesday edition. Winter solstice is over. The darkest day of the year has passed. As we dive into the next 365-day orbit around our sun. What an amazing universe we live in. And as soon as we realize that the Maxine Waters and the Bill Clintons and the Hillary Clintons and the George Soroses are not in charge, that we're in charge, the better. So I got into Elon Musk some at the end of the last hour. And the fact that, again, I was told by a lot of prominent people, including people very close to Elon Musk, I mean, it's hard to get any closer, that no, he's awake and he knows what's going on. He wants a pro-human future. He doesn't want to exterminate the population. He wants people to have more children. He wants space colonies, but he wants us to have the right to be cyborgs if we want to. But we're not going to make anybody, which I don't particularly even like him saying that, but it's true. If you're into freedom, you can do that. And then now, I told you, 6 months ago, I said reportedly Musk is going to come out and do all this stuff against the AI, the takeover, the forced injections, the destruction of the family, the depopulation agenda. And now he's come out against all of it. And it's getting more intense than last month. It's like every day. I'm not the only one that's taken notice of it. Everybody has. So this is a big day. And he did a interview with the Babylon Bee, who are great folks. They've really defended me being under attack quite a bit. They had an article they retweeted yesterday making the joke that I should be the new CDC director because I've been more accurate than Fauci, which is true. But they had Elon Musk on, and this morning, just part of the clip was 45 minutes. It was 45 minutes I didn't have. I had a lot of work to do, but I did watch and listen to almost all of it. And really, I considered coming in here today and just playing the whole thing. I could have filled 3-4 hours with play a clip, make a comment. I mean, it's hard to find fault with what he said, any of it. Does that mean I'm endorsing Elon Musk? No. In fact, I've got friends and family text messaging me 3 times already. Hey, here you are with one of your videos criticizing Elon Musk 6 months ago with Greg Reese. Well, we don't run a cult here. We're not like CNN that says, here's our view, white people are bad, go out and report it. Or here's our view, free speech is bad, go out and report it. Here's our view, pedophilia is good, go out and report it. I hire people that I think are smart and are intelligent and are informative and do their research, and then I basically let them do whatever they want. Then if we start having problems, which doesn't happen very often, then I come and say something, but Elon, you know, deserves to be roasted here. Elon deserves people to investigate him. He's the richest man in the world. And we need to know about that. So Greg Reese is reportedly has some pertinent things in it. But when I see somebody doing good things, I'm going to talk about it. Because Greg's probably where I was 5-10 years ago, where I didn't trust anybody in the establishment. That's probably smart. But see, we've reached a point where people realize this is real depopulation. This is real world government. This is the end of open free societies. This is a frickin' nightmare. And rich people that are smart enough to say, I'm not going to be very secure in a world where there's no checks and balances, they might start rethinking what they've signed on to. You know, Saul of Tarsus was a guy that went around, a Pharisee of the Sanhedrin, of the Jewish high court, who went around persecuting followers of Christ and killing them. And God hit him with a download and knocked him off his horse, and he wasn't the same, was he? Now, I'm not even saying Elon Musk was as bad as Saul of Tarsus. But we have to understand that God works in mysterious ways, and he rises up leaders and he takes down leaders. And sometimes people have the anointing, sometimes they don't. And that's just the way this works. So I'm not endorsing Elon Musk. I'm not saying, oh, my gosh, I was just told this was all going to happen a year ago, actually, about 14 months ago. And then again, 6 months ago. Like, hey, are you watching him? Are you seeing? See, he's going to do this. And then there it is. And so it's a very exciting thing. Will he be the next Tucker Carlson, the next Joe Rogan, or will he take it even higher than that? Because he tried to come out against the globalists 4 years ago, and they almost destroyed his company. So then he kind of pulled back in, and now he's back even more hardcore. So you judge a tree by its fruits. You judge a restaurant by how good the food is. You judge a band by the music they play, not what they look like. And so all I'm saying is we're on the edge of something big. And the fact that Elon Musk is anti-globalist at this point, even if it's all a led on by him, what does that signify? The globalists are weak. People are questioning whether we're going to take this plunge into permanent lockdown and mass extermination. I mean, let's hope that people can defect from the system and join us and win. Let's not think we're losers and can't do that together. So let's play clip 4 and 5. This is Elon Musk says the woke mind virus is arguably one of the biggest threats to modern civilization. I totally agree with Elon Musk says he's not perverted enough, a.k.a. a pedophile, to go on CNN. Here it is.
And I was wondering if you could decipher this tweet of yours for me, because I'm not a programmer. You wrote trace route woke underscore mind underscore virus. What does that mean?
Traceroute is a networking command to, so if you want to figure out a path to a particular server or domain, you'd say traceroute, or in Windows, traceRT. That would show you the path to a particular source server, either an IP address or domain name. And it would show you basically all the hops that it goes through, and the latency between each hop. And so
I know some of those words.
Yeah. So traceroute would be like, where did it come from?
Yeah.
Where did the virus come from? What is its origin?
So did this work? Did this command work? Yeah, did you find it out?
Read the comments and see.
Right.
It is a prevalent mind virus, and arguably one of the biggest threats to modern civilization. I'm not like, you know.
I know.
I'm exactly holding a gun to your head for this podcast.
I can't be asking him right now. Sorry, I don't.
You could be on CNN right now.
Yeah.
You know.
John Levington,
a real news organization. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there.
No.
I don't know.
No, unfortunately, I just haven't. I guess, what was it you said? The requirement for being a CNN job at CNN is.
Are you a pervert?
I'm not perverted enough.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Are you a pedophile fan?
So he goes on to attack the power structure and say they're corrupt and say it's collapsing and say basically they're dead already. Those are some of the quotes. But the reason this is important is, again, it shows what the people want. Success, prosperity, pro-human, a connection to God, being nice people. And Elon Musk gets that, so it's very exciting. The full interview is posted, an article about it, on InfoWars.com. But let's play another clip. Here's Steve Bannon coming out and talking about transhumanism and how everything is transhumanism. And if you want to understand what you're up against, this is a transhumanist revolution. Then I've got the head of Bayer admitting that when we come back. And a great patriot in San Antonio who just blew it out of the water a few days ago, and the clip has now since gone viral. But here is Steve Bannon talking about the key of understanding transhumanism.
So let's take Alex Jones for a second. You know, Alex Jones, people say this, that, the other thing. I just take one topic. If you go back and look at what Alex Jones has said about transhumanism, Alex Jones has been ahead of the curve of this thing for what? For 10 years?
Easily. Yep.
Alex Jones was talking about the topics we talk about tonight 10 years ago, which, when the history of this age is written, people are going to focus, I think, on that, right? And see who the first guys to call it out. And one of it was Alex Jones, and Alex Jones is banned everywhere.
Yep.
Maybe for other activities. My point is that some of his stuff has been absolutely groundbreaking, okay? For all the madness they say Alex Jones has, you go back and look at the signal, not the noise. The signal has been very strong on some of the most important issues facing our world today.
It's amazing to hear Steve Bannon and Elon Musk put it better than I can. But that's why it's a human collective. We all have different talents. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So here's the CEO of Bayer. You might remember Bayer got caught in the 2000s. For 30 years, knowingly adding HIV and hepatitis. They knew it was in there to their factor VIII that killed millions of people from hepatitis and HIV. And when it came out in their internal corporate documents, they recorded this in Australia and in France, because they had the head of the Australian Bayer and the head of the French Bayer talking. And they said, yeah, we've already infected a couple million, but so what? We need to get rid of hemophiliacs anyways. Wow, what a sick, filthy, rich person attitude. But when you look at what's been in control of the medical system the last 150 years, that's why we're here. That's why the Nazi Party wasn't the fount of this, wasn't the progenitor. They weren't the founders. But they took it really far because under the medical system, it was their right to do whatever they wanted to you because they were the medical gods. They were on the power trip. Everyone kissed their ass. Everyone said they knew the secrets of the body. Everyone bowed down to them. So then they look at the body politic and they look at the whole world and they say, we got to save the earth from the infestation of humans. We've got to cull them. And you know, there is a paradox here. If you're aware of all this and you know what's going on, you decide to be lazy and not stand up against it, don't you, in a way, deserve to die yourself? But see, the children don't deserve to be injected. They don't deserve to die. They haven't come of age yet. 13, 14, 15, I'd say, is coming of age. But they arrest development, so now it's more like 16 or 17. But in the old days in the United States, under common law and under European common law and under Jewish common law, 13 was an adult. She had to work as a child. You had to go out and do adult things. 13's an adult. I agree with that. I was an adult about 11. Didn't mean I acted like an adult, but I mean I behaved like an adult. I developed very, very early. But the point is that this is a major attack. And here he is admitting, oh, this COVID thing's been great. This let us have a revolution of mRNA to just force everyone to accept gene therapy. And they say it in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of speeches. The biggest is 2019, 3-hour-long C-SPAN event with Fauci and others. And they're up there bragging, we're going to release a virus out of China. We're going to blow up the old system. We're going to force it. Everybody's just going to accept it. We'll be able to instantly get approved whatever we want on them. And the first thing they roll out is something that gives you blood clots and all these serious problems. Here's the CEO of Bayer, one of the most satanic companies on earth, literally ran the Nazi medical system, telling you that you're now his slave.
Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in a way that was maybe not possible before.
And so he's the president of one of Bayer's divisions. So let's continue here. Let's go to a clip of a father, a man, Hernando Arce, speaking in San Antonio about the ongoing year two of the mask and the tyranny. Here it is.
So you're breaking federal law. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Probably not, right?
Yeah.
Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. Board members, and first I want to, this is my first time in this building, the building,
Right. I don't want to know what we paid for this tax dollar wise. You know, we got so much to be thankful for. For the record, my name is Hernando RC with an H. I'm a resident here of San Antonio. I don't have children. I don't have grandchildren. But I'm here in terms of seeing what's happening, and I want to speak up. So thank you for the privilege of talking. So getting back to this, we've been blessed with so many things. Look at this beautiful building. And, you know, we live in San Antonio, Texas, one of the biggest states in the country. And I don't understand why you guys don't want to get back to normal. You know, you think wearing the mask is going to work. It's not. We're not the virus. The virus is Anthony Fauci.
Yes, sir.
CDC. You get your guidelines from.
Thank
you. When was the last time Fauci treated a patient? 40, 50 years ago, maybe?
Right.
So, of course, they're paid off by Big Pharma. So, we would like to get back to normal. You're making it difficult for us to get back to normal. You know, the hospitals are not overrun with deaths. You know that for patients, and you would know that because you put on the news. The media, which is paid for by Big Pharma. The media is the virus. Big Pharma is the virus.
Yeah.
So, for the record, it is against federal law. Federal law, 21 U.S. Code 360BB3. Let me repeat that. Federal statutory law, 21 U.S. Code 360BB3 states we have to have informed consent and an option to refuse any emergency use device, including a mask. So you're breaking federal law. Did you know that?
Yes.
Probably not, right?
Yes.
Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones was right. Peter McCullough was right. You know who Peter McCullough is? He's a Dallas doctor. He's one of the most respected doctors in the world when it comes to this type of viruses. He was right. Vladimir Zelensky out of New York State, a Hasidic Jew, came up with therapies. That's what gets me. We're here over a virus that has a 99.997% survival rate for children. Can I repeat that? 99.997% survival rate for children. But you continue to make these poor kids wear a mask. To me, that's child abuse.
Amen. Yeah.
Show me one randomized controlled trial showing any absolute risk reduction in the effectiveness of a mask. There is none. These are all theories that these professional doctors that are paid off by who?
Pharma.
Is paying for their trials. So they're all in bed together, guys.
Yeah.
You know? So
absolutely.
We gotta really wake the hell up.
Yeah.
All right. So we can have the AT&T stadium full with basketball players and fans, but you make these kids wear a mask. Don't you see the respect there for the kids? Thank you.
Hernando Arce, knocking out of the park. He should be the next mayor of San Antonio, and after that he should be the governor. We need the people. But you've got the stupid city council members, the school board members, in their little mask and their little elf hats. Oh, it's all cute. It's a permanent emergency. They're the good guys. They're going to take your rights away. And then now we learn it's roundups, it's secret arrest, it's forced injections all the world. It's a UN takeover. It's pure evil, and we've got to reject it now. All right, I told you I would cover the main threat, and I'm going to cover it when we come back. And this is so big that it actually makes me angry, because I cover so much hardcore stuff that when you're already covering really serious stuff, people can kind of get lost in translation when you're hitting the really key stuff. Do you understand the Biden-controlled CIA is publicly announcing that we're in a civil war? The CIA says we're in a civil war. They're purging the military, and they're saying they're going to put us in camps. And they say terror attacks are coming that we're going to launch them. Yeah, print me that article. So many of them. Hundreds of them. There's thousands of them. My God, they're everywhere. Literally thousands. I said 100. I'm like, wait, it's way more than 100. They are branding everything for what they're about to do. They're scripting it all where they stage the terror attacks. It's coming in the next 321 days.
I have come to you countless times over the last 28 years and asked for your support, and you have come through, and you know who you are. And all that work is building towards the crescendo of 2022. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, intellectually, spiritually, and at a gut level, that all hell has already broken loose, and it's about to get 10 times worse. But this is the time that tries men and women's souls. And this is the time when we're going to all see who we really are. So now, more than ever, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the articles, the videos. And please keep us on the air while you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got the best supplements, the best films, the best books, the most informative information, all at one place, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a win-win because you don't just get great products. You keep the tip of the spear, InfoWars, on air. You keep that light of liberty burning bright on that hill. Thank you so much for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you in 2022.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I always knew in my gut, in my spirit, that my mission was to lay the groundwork and the foundation of the real resistance. And in 28 years of living that understanding, that vision, I have seen God at work, and I have seen you at work, and God at work through you. And I, again, thank you all for the amazing things you've done. So let's hit this news right now. I've been harping on this since January 26th, when Biden started having press conferences with Jen Psaki. And they said in those press conferences,
We're going to use the Pentagon and the CIA against the American people. The American people are terrorists. And anybody supporting Trump or questioning the election is a criminal that we want to degrade and disrupt. And those are military terms for shutting you down, sanctions against you, and killing you. And then in June, 4 or 5 months later, they come out with a national strategy for countering domestic terrorism. You can go read it for yourself, and it says questioning elections, questioning lockdowns, questioning open borders is terrorism, and you will be hit by the U.S. military. I mean, just treason, their own admissions, their own confession right here. And people, I guess, didn't listen to me when I covered this probably 500 times. I've covered it two or three times a day since then. Maybe you didn't go read it and see that I wasn't making that up, but it's in there. Well, now you don't have to read it in there. You can see them externalizing it as they get ready to go operational. You know, they'll have war plans to attack some country or war plans to do this or that, but that's all internal. But once they get ready to hit the country or hit the group, then you see it on the news. They're getting you ready for it. Well, now they're getting this all ready for that, aren't they? It's so cute. So it's in thousands of publications, thousands. Three retired generals, the military must prepare now for 2024 insurrection by putting troops on the streets and going after domestic groups. U.S. listed as backsliding democracy for the first time in a report by European think tank. Oh, we're not a democracy. We question dictatorship. Retired generals warn of legal chaos in U.S. military after 2024 vote. They're really talking about the midterms. America is closer to civil war than any of us would like to believe, CIA advisor says. And it goes on from there. How close is the U.S. to civil war? Closer than you think. Study says, oh, it's a study. And who's the study? The CIA. Finally talking about its new target illegally. And we're going to Ali Alexander here in a moment. The American people. That's the scandal. That's the martial law. That's the outrage. Like forced inoculations. Like vaccine passports. Like carbon taxes. Like social credit scores. It's all here. It's all UN run. It's happening. And right at the moment as the UN coup, Great Reset, Build Back Better takes place, they level their finger at us and say, here it is. All over the news, CIA researcher, how civil war starts, shows we're closer than one would think. Why, we're, and there's three phases, we're entering the third phase, and we've got to use the military against the conservatives and the Christians. Exactly. Oh, the CIA has a task force. Oh, that's the news is all messaging about their new war. It's not the failed Afghan or Iraq war, Russia or China. It's not the South China Sea. It's us. Oh, they've got a CIA task force, and look, a woman runs it. Oh, look, like, here's the women we're facing. Oh, they're all ready for battle. Some are actually men saying that they're women. Look, they're ready to prove themselves finally against the patriarchy. They're ready for their war. And here's the CIA tweeting that they've got a task force. Alex Jones and Ali Alexander and Donald Trump tried to do a coup, which they actually provocateur. Oh, we're going to stop them. How civil war starts. The answer is round up and arrest everybody before it begins, when they're the ones launching the martial law and all of it. You see, San Diego political scientist warns of a second civil war after Capitol riot. They've got to lock everybody down now. Ali Alexander was on yesterday for 2 hours, went viral, it's all over the news, CNN, Fox News, everywhere. He wanted to respond to some of the attacks, but he's a really smart political scientist in his own right, and political strategist, Republican strategist. clearly we talked about it yesterday, but now it's out in the open. They don't intend for us to have a midterm in 321 days. They know the political realignment already happened. They know they already lost. They want to start a civil war and blame it on us. How the hell do we stop this? And we'll do next segment on the lies about you and I and others and the Jan 6 committee, which I get, folks, is ancient history. We didn't, you know, move on. No. This is the branding as all their opposition as domestic terrorists in the actual Jan 6 committee. Holly Alexander, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first? I want to get into this. I mean, this is a big deal.
It's unbelievable. The media freaked out. You and I show up together, surprise, in studio, and then boom, the Daily Beast calls me. Boom, Yahoo calls me. There's clips of us fist bumping all over the internet. And they're saying, you know, this is collusion. They're coordinating their testimony. It's like, Alex and I did everything in the public. That's all we did. We did everything in the public. And they're like, Ollie Alexander and Alex Jones say that Trump will be subpoenaed. If anything, we just gave the guy a heads up. And
Let Americans talk. You see these dirty Americans talking? Free association? Get back in lockdown.
Yeah. You know, but it's really sad, Alex, right? Is not only are these media institutions that just, you know, work for corporate America suppressing our First Amendment, but here you and I are, and we filed lawsuits to protect the Fourth Amendment. Like, imagine if Kevin McCarthy has a select committee investigating Black Lives Matter. If mine and yours lawsuits are successful, then we will have protected the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, away from a Republican fishing expedition into the riotous, arsonist Black Lives Matter. So, really, CNN just had us, you know, blaring headline, breaking news, and has your shot and my shot and General Flynn all in this, oh, these people are colluding to block phone records. What are the phone records hiding? So, you know, today you and I are breaking news on CNN just an hour ago. And I'm just like, give it up, people. We don't have any records that would prove that we worked with Nancy Pelosi to compromise the Capitol security. Sorry.
That's right. That was Pelosi did that. Well, the thing is, the committee isn't constituted right. It doesn't have the sure. Five Republicans are supposed to have under law. It's a fraud.
It's a total fraud. And, you know, you had a hit piece against lawyer John Eastman, who is one of the principal constitutional scholars in the country. And you could disagree with him or agree with him on what you believe Mike Pence's powers were on January 6th. I happen to agree with him, but there's great conservatives who disagree with him. RawStory.com, which is just this liberal trash rag that's not even up there with Salon, and Salon's not even up there with, you know, the trash can. But they ran a piece saying the judges plan on throwing out the Eastman suit. And this is bad news for Alex Jones and Ollie Alexander and General Flynn and lawyer Cleter Mitchell and all these other people who are suing, again, to protect the Fourth Amendment, to protect the Fourth Amendment. Either congressional subpoenas or general warrants, which America has never had, or you have to limit it to the scope of the relevant authorizing resolution, which is...
That's right. This is a massive out-of-control power grab, and that's why we're standing up. Not to hide something, but to protect our rights, to say, no, you don't have a right to do this to me.
You don't. Well, you not only don't have a right to do it to me, you don't only have not a right to do it to Alex Jones, but they want information on anyone who's called us, anyone who's text messaged us. And just like the NSA, I mean, imagine giving Nancy Pelosi NSA powers. She's just going to pull a string and pull a string and pull a string. And this is against the Constitution. We had a Supreme Court case, NAACP versus Alabama, that said it is unlawful for the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Or you're with the people. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Ollie Alexander is with us in this segment and hopefully in the next. And Mike Adams joins us with huge, huge breaking news on so many fronts. But Ollie, you went, unlike other people, and said, I have nothing to hide. You went and gave him 8 hours of testimony, and you said it was yesterday you broke it all down. I won't repeat it, but it was all disingenuous. It was a tax. It was ridiculous. It was Star Chamber. And then now seeing this huge flotilla of lawsuits back against them to defend our rights and our freedoms, where do you expect this to go? Because clearly now January 6th is everything to the establishment. They're going to frame all opposition as terrorists. All opposition as needing to be targeted, and they're saying the CIA, controlled by Biden, says we're in a civil war. why would the military and the CIA leadership think they could win a war against the American people by branding us as the bad guys and starting a fight? Well, because their bosses wanted to bring down the country. It's a war they're going to lose. But in the collapse of the U.S., the Chi-Coms, the EU, the globalists win. The British rulers that are pissed 250 years later that we left, they've always wanted to bring down America, and that's where we're at. So how do we, in my view, A, do you agree with what I just said, and B, how do we stop this? You know, the War Games movie back in 1983 had a great point, the computer did. It's a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Do you agree with those statements, A, and B, how do we not play?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and I think that's what a lot of people are missing. This is why I said, you know, we don't need to become reactionaries or neo-reactionaries. We need to be responsive. And I think that that was kind of, I talked about it on your show, that's what Jesus Christ and his followers brought to Western civilization. You know, Western civilization, prior to Jesus Christ and Christendom, is essentially this wild concoction that sometimes works, but most of the time doesn't. And what Christendom does is it tames Western civilization, and then it tames the barbarians of Europe. And so it was this magic potion that says, you know, there's this concept called Christian liberty, where you can have a sovereign, but each man has rights, each woman has rights, and the sovereign owes it to God to take care of the people. In much the same way, America was founded on the duty that the government has an obligation to the people and is constituted by the people. So we can't afford a civil war. We can't afford to become domestic terrorists. We can't afford to engage in this physical violence or this Satanism that will collapse the country. And you've just nailed it. They don't want to win. They want a total collapse of free society and Christian Western civilization.
And let me interrupt. You're so on target. You're on fire right now. We're going to put the clip of this up front. We put this video out, not just a live show. It's so obvious, the Cloward and Piven, the fentanyl, the devaluing, the attacking the nation. We need to defend the nation and hold it up, including blue cities, and try to reach out to Democrats lovingly. And even if they're going to reject it, we need to be Christ-like and try to do that. How do we do that?
Yeah, I think that we do it by we tell the truth. There is a massive wave of deplatforming coming. We ain't seen nothing yet. They took me off. They took General Flynn off. They took you off a whole year or two, you know, prior to taking us off. I've been totally so deplatformed that I've not raised any money for my legal defense fund. I've not, you know, gone out there and done rallies. And everyone's like, why? And that's why I was like, okay, when I come back, I'm coming back on Infowars.com, which is why I think the media is freaking out. They're like, these guys aren't supposed to associate with one another. They bring together patriots and believers. And that's the only two groups, frankly, that you need to win. So what we need to do is we need to share these clips ahead of the deplatforming. Be very prophetic in your words. Tell people there is a purge coming from within the military. There's a purge coming within Fortune 500 companies. There's a purge coming where one day you're not going to be able to type into your Safari Apple-based browser, Infowars.com. And so we got to spread all that information right now, because when your friends watch the collapse, right, and there's bread lines, and there's food shortages, and, you know, the currency's all whack, and then they introduce to us a worldwide currency, they're going to say, who was my friend who was ahead of the curve? And it's going to be patriots, and it's going to be believers. And how did we know this? Well, because, you know, John outed their plan in the book of Revelation. You know, so John, you know, through revelation of God, outed their plan, and guess what? These freaks are following that plan. So we know that it's not just like a vision, a random vision from a Jewish man or a Christian man. They're following that exact playbook. And this is why COVID and January 6th are linked. And this is why I said it on your show exclusively yesterday. Look it up, folks. Don't believe me. You won't even hear it at Fox News. House Resolution 503 gives the Jan 6th Select Committee powers to govern over COVID, what they call misinformation. Folks, we're about to be deplatformed like never before in the next 3 months.
I agree, because we're 321 days out from this critical midterm election. They're going to launch this early. They're going to use a mass shooting or a terror attack to claim, oh, Gab or oh, Parler or Rumble.
Telegram.
Yeah, Telegram, InfoWars. I mean, you could. They're already pre-programming. You can see it. They're about to silence us ahead of their real takeover.
Right. And you and I talked about this yesterday. a lot of people look at the Jan 6 committee and say this is a clown show. But look at it this way. If I'm predictively programming the audience, you know, and haven't we noticed these weird, you know, oh, there's a pickup truck in D.C. Let's shut down the whole city. Oh, there's this. What if they're planning a tragedy in February or March that justifies and backdates the Jan 6 committee? Folks, they know something we don't know. So we got to pray against this. We have to share information that seems prophetic in nature so that other people know who they can trust. You got to stock up on supplies. I hate to say that. I hate all of this. And we've got to be willing to cast votes in this 2022 election, because what they want is a tragedy. Then they want to censor speech. Then they want to censor electioneering activity that's perfectly legal and peaceful. And then they want universal mail-in ballots in 2022 and drop-off boxes in 50 states where we can't audit the election. There's no chain of custody. It's not legal. And we have a constitutional crisis where the right doesn't believe it and the left is okay with cheating. And folks, you know, we're watching a total collapse. Their own base is turning against them. They've made an apartheid state in New York against black people, in Chicago against black people, against poor people. So you're watching
the
left.
I want to commend black Americans for being the most uninjected group, because it doesn't protect you and it's poisonous on record. That's some smart folks right there.
Like Christians, they know that we've been targeted by global powers and government powers before. And so it's like, hell no. Why would I want to be
Why does the left always claim they love brown people and black people, but they always try to kill them? I don't get it. Like, I don't want to kill people that are brown.
Oh, it's a simple math, Alex. It's the white soccer mom. The catering to the black vote has nothing to do with the black vote and everything they're doing with white liberal women. I told somebody this on the phone 2 weeks ago because they were like, Ollie, I don't think that we need to do all this. I said, no. You don't understand. This is about the white woman. The moderate in Fulton County or Orange County. This is how you flip moderate Republican seats to the Democrat, okay? So this has nothing to do with black people. And a lot of my Republican colleagues don't even get this, but there are more whites in the black vote than there are blacks in the black vote. And so, you know, I've done comprehensive studies on this before, but people need to realize, like, CNN talking about racism affects more white women and even more white moderate Republican women than it does black people. Black people don't put racism even in their top three.
Yeah, what you're saying is they guilt white women into being saviors. They're not actually helping black people. They're signing on to the globalist agenda.
Yeah, the same Karens that call the police anytime a black person enters their neighborhood, ironically, goes to the ballot box and on state elections they'll vote Republican, and on federal elections they'll vote Democrat.
All right, Ollie, I want to bring up what we talked about briefly yesterday. When Liz Cheney actually did the permits for a group that actually invaded the Capitol on a previous date. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Then Mike Adams is going to be joining us with, again, massive news coming up. We'll cover this with Ollie Alexander here in just a few minutes. Please don't forget, thank you for your support. We got great products you need, like Vitamineral Fusion and DNA Force and Ultimate Turmeric Formula Body Ease that are so good for your body, your immune system, and for your joints and for anti-inflammatory at InfoWarsStore.com. Even though Christmas is almost here, we still got store-wide free shipping. We've still got double Patriot points. We've still got a bunch of big specials up to 60% off. They will have to end on Sunday after Christmas. So if you want some of these great products and to support the InfoWar, do your shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off. And you see Elon Musk talking about wokeism being the ultimate mind virus, and how do you get rid of it? Well, that's Reset Wars, 25% off until Christmas Day, through Christmas Day. 25% off Reset Wars. I want to thank you all for your support. Without you, we'll be shut down. With your help, we're going to win together. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Rarely in life you come